Jerry Goldsmith was a force at the movies for more than 50 years. He brought scenes to life with music. The composer's film scores received almost 20 Oscar nominations, from Planet of the Apes to Hoosiers to L.A. Confidential. He died in 2004 at the age of 75, but today he was honored here in Hollywood with a star on the Walk of Fame. Tim Grieving reports.
Unlike a lot of folks on the Walk of Fame, Jerry Goldsmith needs an introduction. And the best way to do that is by sampling a few of his more than 200 film scores. In the 1970s, he scored three American classics. He gave George C. Scott's Patton, Ghostly Trumpets, and A Contagious March. Then Goldsmith wrote a noir score for four pianos, four harps, and solo trumpet for Chinatown. In only 10 days after the original composer's work was thrown out. Robert Towne wrote the Oscar-winning screenplay for Chinatown.
That score made that movie, really. I think it was a movie waiting for that score.
The American Film Institute ranks it one of the 10 best scores of all time. Two years later, Goldsmith wrote a satanic mass for The Omen. The film's director, Richard Donner, remembers the first musical cue they recorded, a scene with a dog walking along a balcony.
And Jerry was conducting these people, and they started with these wonderful voices going, Antichristo, anti. Every step the dog took, Antichristo. And I got these shivers down my back. It made that scene and my buddy, that dog, the Rottweiler, which I used to hang around with, it made him the most ferocious, dangerous animal that ever happened.
The Omen won Goldsmith his only Oscar out of 18 nominations. But he set the bar high for his peers, as Breakfast at Tiffany's composer Henry Mancini said at a dinner for Goldsmith in 1993.
He has instilled two things in his colleagues in this town. One thing he does, he keeps us honest. And the second one is he scares the hell out of us. You do, Jerry. You're just perfect.
In the 80s and 90s, one of Goldsmith's go-to directors was Joe Dante on such offbeat films as The Burbs and Gremlins.
The one thing that we used to say to ourselves on the set when things were going badly, we'd say, don't worry, Jerry will save it. And more often than not, he did.
Goldsmith's favorite scores were for two sports movies, Hoosiers and Rudy. For Hoosiers, he wrote a poignant main theme and game music that used samples of real bouncing basketballs. Director David Anspaugh wasn't sure the combination of electronics and orchestra would work for his film set in the Midwest in the 1950s.
It made us nervous as hell, quite honestly.
But when the music was laid against the picture,
I was blown away. I couldn't believe that I actually had my name on it because he made us all look so good.
Jerry Goldsmith got his start in the early days of television, scoring episodes of The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and The Twilight Zone, among others. And he grew up in L.A. in the shadow of the movie business. But his widow Carol says he was primed for a different career.
Jerry was being trained since he was a young boy to be a concert pianist. And it wasn't until he was 13, when he went to the movie Spellbound, that he fell in love with film and dramatic scoring.
That's one of Goldsmith's best-known themes for Star Trek The Motion Picture. It was reused for the subsequent TV series. And while his career ran parallel to that of Star Wars composer John Williams, he never had that kind of popular name recognition. Still, he had a big effect on those who followed him, like Austin Wintory, a Grammy-winning composer for film and video games. Wintory says he decided he wanted to write music for movies when he was 10 after hearing a Goldsmith soundtrack.
I know that virtually every composer seemingly worships him. I mean, I've often heard Williams is like the composer of the people. Goldsmith is the composer's composer.
Goldsmith did score a number of pop hits, Alien, the Rambo films, Basic Instinct, Poltergeist. But his resume is also littered with titles like Rent-A-Cop and Mr. Baseball. Carol Goldsmith says he scored every film like it was the next Chinatown.
He approached each project as the best assignment he might be given and gave it his all.
So, now you know who Jerry Goldsmith is, you've got some listening to do. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving in Los Angeles.